Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Third line from the bottom, Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Machlokes, the Machlokes from yesterday, whether or not, when we said that there was someone had two groups of, two sets of kids, from the first wife and from the second wife, Amar Abaya, Machlokes b'shtei kitei banos. The whole Machlokes, whether or not a person will say something that he doesn't really know what he's saying, right, or he won't do such a thing, right, where the mayor said, if you say my oldest one, everybody's a suffix except for the youngest one. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, the oldest one is the oldest one. That's only b'shtei kitei banos. That's when you have two sets of kids. Avol b'kat achat, but with one set of kids, divrei hakol hagadola mamish and katana mamish. Everyone agrees that the gadola is mamish, the katana is mamish. And entza'ez, if you have middle daughters, if you have them, then b'shma karila. You'll call them by name. So when you say the oldest, you're not going to mean you have five girls. If you're the oldest, you don't mean all the first four. You don't mean that, says Abaya. Everybody would agree to that. You only mean the oldest one. Well, maybe you meant everyone but the youngest one. No. If it was second, third, or fourth, you would call them by name. It's Rachel, Leah, this one. Amalei of Adam, Ramasal, Abaya, 1 minute. If what you're saying is true, Elameata, but according to that, Emtzayas Shebekat Shnia Tishteri, then the middle one in the second kat should be mutter, says Rashi. Aresha koi, we're going on the Resha. The Mesapka Lakal Kat Shnia Bigdola. Everybody there was a suffix, right? Emtzayas Lagabi Man Kari Le Gedola. So who's the middle one called a Gedola? E Lo Lagabi Ktana Dahi Kat. In that kat, Alma. Bekat achas pligi. They must be talking about one kat, because if they're talking about two kats, it doesn't make any sense that he'll say a middle daughter would be considered a gedola in the second kat. The middle daughters are gedolas over the...
It can't be.
It wouldn't be called that.
Right.
Therefore, must be we're talking about one kat in the Mishnah too.
Well, the middle one would be good in both kat, both examples.
She'd never be a gedola.
What? No, you would never call her a gedola in the lower kat. You never do such a thing. So, in the second kat. So, can't be chat that they're talking about two kats. Even in the Mishnah, they're arguing on one kat. Rabbi said, only if there's one kat, it's not true. Says what's his name? Says the Yesakash Tabaya. No, even in the Mishnah, there's one kat. Hachamayaskinan. B'she'ein sham el gedola v'ketana. No, it's only one gedola, one katana. That's the answer. V'hachi nami mistabro. That actually makes sense. The emisa the ikalis listen. Because if there's more, then it should have said so. Ul taimech. And according to this, emtzoes shebekat rishona, the middle one in the first kat, divadai sveika, v'asira lei mi katanila. Right. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is way down. Not way down, but down. Emtzayas Shebekat Shnia, the Emtzayas of the first kat. Devadai Asira Im Yishnasham. For sure, that daughter is going to be us if you learn this. The Hamodim, because he agrees, the call kat Rishona Lagabe Kat Shnia Gedolin Kari Lav Asura. The first kat, everyone's Gedola compared to everyone in the second kat. Nasnaya Beresha. Why didn't it say that in the Resha? Kihechi Dinashma Mine Disura Olakoi. Does that mean? So what's that question? Did this yesterday? The middle one in the first kat, devadai sveika, it's for sure a suffik, right? Vasirala mi katanila, right? So why? Oh, right, who said this? What's the question? It's this halacha is not mentioned. 1 second, what's going on here? Rishona divadei sveika v'asira la mikatani la. I don't know what this question means. What does this mean? Of a time of doing the mission of a Klal Sfeik goes. Okay, so Ul Taimech. Emtsayat Shebekat Rishona, the middle one of the first kat, the Vadai Sveika, it's certainly a suffix if that woman's included, right? Because I said Gedola, and she's a Gedola compared to other girls, right? Vasirala, and she's Aser. Mikatanila, who said that? Why? Because we just said a minute ago that Abaya said that nobody would ever, you'd mention her name specifically. So, the Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashta. Hasam, in the first kat, Katani, Katana, Dida, Li Sura, Fuhuadin, Lahach, Tekashishamine. Anyone who's younger and even everyone older than her. Hacha, but in the second case, Im Isa, if it was true, the Ika, that there was such a girl there, Nesnaye. The girl would have to be specifically mentioned. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
She's a middle child.
Yes, thank you. Amale Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yehoshua, Larava. Ha, Pesach. But 1 second. But yesterday, by the case of Pesach, the Chikat Achaz Dami, it's like a case of one kat. And when the guy says, I'm making an edit till Pesach. Pinei Pesach. These funny languages, funny cases. What do you mean? So that's like one kat. And by the way, Upligi, and there was a machlokas about what you meant. So why can't there be a machlokas about one kat as well? Amalei, Hasam, Belishna da Alma Kimiflagi. No, over there they weren't arguing in the halacha. They were only arguing in the language. Mar Savar, Rameir held, Ad Pinei Pesach means Ad Kamei Pesach, until Pesach starts. Umar Savar and Rosi held Aldim if they Pesach until Pesach ends. Okay, that was hard. Gemara gets a lot harder now. Ha'omel Isha, a man says to a woman, Kidashtich, I married you. Vihi Omeres, Lo Kidashtich. And she says, that never happened. No, not true. So what's the halacha? Hu Asar Bekrovo Seha. He's Asar in her relatives. Okay? He's Asar in her relatives. Right? Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Why is he Asar in her relatives? Deshavye na aleichaticha disura b'hoda Asar. He made her Asar by saying, you're married to me. What about her? What about Edom? Where are the Edom?
Right.
Okay, we're going to get to that. This whole daf is about Edom. So he says we're married. She says, what are you talking about? I'm going to call the police. Right? So he's also to her relatives. He can't now marry the sister. Why? Because he doesn't want to marry your wife's sister. Right. By him saying you're married to me, he's ushering her. Ushers the whole family. Right. She, he, mutaris bekrovav. She's mutter in all the relatives. Why is she mutter in all the relatives? She denies it. Totally denies it.
You mean his relatives?
His relatives. She's not married.
But if she's not, so if she's not married, so how is he married?
He's not married. He's just. Oh, we don't know if he's married or not. Yeah, but that's why I read the first Rashi. He made her usser.
Right.
By you doing that, you can't marry her sister and her cousin and her mother and her daughter. You made a little muster to you. She's not upset anybody because we don't know if they're married.
Yeah.
Right? You walk over to a woman, hi, we're married. She better, I'll call the police on you.
Yeah,
you know what? He does it to all her relatives. She's not upset anybody.
What about his brother?
She's not upset to him.
He definitely can't marry her brother.
Now, the other way around. He omeres kidashtani. She says we're married. She says we're married. V'hu omer lo kidashtich, and he says we are not married. So who mutter bikrovoseha? He's mutter in all her relatives. V'hi asur bikrovav, and she's asur in all his relatives. The truth is, the Karban Nisanel says she's asur in every man in the world because she said she's married. So what's going on here? So you have to find a case where she'd be mutter to everyone else. But mutter to the whole world. Maybe he died. Karban Nisanel says he says when I'm married. He says when I'm not giving you a divorce when I'm married. You're a deranged woman coming over to me and telling me I'm married. I'm gonna call the police. She says, well, no, we're married. So she's usher on the whole world, not at his relatives.
You're saying we're married. We were married.
You married me. You married me. We're still married. You never gave me a divorce. Well, you married me. He says, what are you talking about? You need a mental hospital. So she's usher in the whole world. She says she married. The same svara, you make yourself usher, shavir avshich, hadich and nisura, applies on the whole world. Karban Nisanel is a very good question.
Yeah.
He has to say...
There's no example that gets her out, except him dying.
Right. So you have to say, when did he die? After he said, I'm going to call the police, then he drops dead? So now she's even if it's true they were married, now she's mutter to the rest of the world, because he died. The relatives are still not mutter. They still can't marry the guy's father. It's his father. It's her father-in-law. That never is going to become mutter. Right?
His relatives not.
You have to find a case like that.
Let's say he gets again.
What? So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to those cases. Kidashtich. Next case. Kidashtich. We got married. Right? The man says this to her. You married me. For he omeris. And she says, no. No, you have it wrong. I know. Thank you for the compliment, but you didn't marry me. You married my daughter. Lo kidashtich ella bt. You married my daughter, right? Right. So there has to be some kind of funny case where, okay, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now, what's the halacha? Same halacha. Who usher bekrovos gedola? He's usher in the. We say gedola means the mother. He's usher in the mother's relative because he said I married you. The gedola muteris bekrovav. The gedola's mutter in his relatives because she denies it. Who mutter bekrovos katana? He's mutter in the katana's relatives because he denies that. The katana muteris bekrovav, and the katana's mutter in his relatives because why is that? Because she's not a player here.
Yeah.
Right.
Mother can make her.
Right. 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 So the Ron says the Rosh says who married her off here? Who married this girl off? Can't be the father did it. Even if it's true, it can't be the father did it. Has to be some other person.
Yeah.
Right, it has to be a katana, exactly. Next, kidashti es bitcha, if the guy says, I married your daughter, the he omeris, no, lo, kidashta ela osi, you married me, not my daughter, me is the one, I'm the one, right? So who asar bikrovos katana? He's asar in the katana's relatives, because he says we're married. The katana muteris bikrovov, the katana's mutter in his relatives, because she says it's not true. Who mutter bekrovos gedola? He's mutter in the gedola's relatives because he denied that. The gedola asur bekrovav. And the gedola's asur in his relatives because she says we're married. Okay. Now, homel isha kidashtich, right? So the question is, we had two cases here, right? He says and she says. Tzricha, you need both cases. Diashmin and Gabe Diday, if you would have only the case by him, Mishum de Gavrilo, Ipchisle, Umakri Amar. It makes no difference to a man. It makes no difference to a man if he has one wife or more than one wife. So by him saying, I'm married to you, he didn't change the world. Aval ihi, but her, Ema ilav de Kimle bidibure, Lohavis Amarta Vulesser Ozer Bikrovo Seha, she would never ask herself on the whole world, it says relatives. But even the whole world, unless it was true, Kamash Malan, it's not, we don't believe it. We believe it regarding her, but we don't believe it regarding him. He's denying it. That she has much more to lose by lying. She's not lying. Kamash Malan, we don't believe it. But Rashi says in the third wide line, Aval Ihi, the first word on the line, Ki Amra Ki Dashtani, when she says I got married, the Asra Nafshe Akule Alma, she's ushered out to the whole world, al shetitein lo get, until someone gives her a get. So, e lav de kimle de kaddish, if it wasn't for sure true, lo havi yama, she would never say it. She would never say that. Man, what does a man care? Right? Okay, so there's three, four women here that he can't marry. Can't marry the whole world. The v'nitzar ihi al piha bikrova seha, afil an osin lo get. And even if it doesn't give a get, she's ushered all these people. So she would never do that if it wasn't true. Kamashla, we still don't believe it. Still don't believe it. Now, kidashticha v'hi omeres, the next case was that I married you, and she says, no, my daughter. Right? Not me, my daughter. Hasu lamali, what is that for? Istrach. I would have said, mid'araisa hem nerechmona la'av, mid'araisa, the Torah believes the father, the husband, mid'rabanan hemena lidida v'titzer brate b'dibure, and mid'rabanan, we will trust the mother. Kamash, well, we don't. Right, we said yesterday, a father has a right to say, that's why the father's not here. Because the father has a right to say, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh. We said, what was the reason for that? There is no reason. A mother doesn't have that. So maybe midrabanan the mother? No. Right? The guy says, that's not true. I didn't marry your daughter. They're not married. From his angle.
What she is right now.
Correct.
Now she's a girl. But
right, I don't think it matters. If you notice, we haven't said one word about Edom.
Right.
We haven't said one word about Edom. Right? So what goes on? The guy comes to a kiddush and says to a woman, hey, we're married. Remember I married you 2 years ago? She's like, get away from me. Right? With no Edom. Right? Next. Kidashti as Biteich. Then he said, I married your daughter. She says, no, you married me. So Hasu Lamali, what's the Chiddush in that? There is no Chiddush. I did Tarni Ha, Tarni Nami Ha. You're right. We mentioned that once. We mentioned this case as well. You're right. Itmar, Rav Amar, Rav said, Kofin, we forced this guy to give her a get. Right? This,
Which case is
going back on? What? It's when she says I'm married and the man says we're not. That's the case. She says we're married. He says no, we're not. Rav Amar Kofin, we force him to give her a get. At least we she's stuck. Right? Because she said I'm married. So Rav says we force him to give a get. What does he care?
No downside
to him.
Right.
Right. Well, we'll get to the ksuba in a minute. Shmuel Amar Mavakshin. We ask him to give a get. We ask him. What does that mean? Ask him to do a taiva, right?
But doesn't a get, for the get to have any meaning, didn't it have to be a kiddushin before?
She says there was. So we don't know if there was. So if there was, the get will resolve it. Yeah. Many times you give a get me suffix. Half the mezachta, we give a get me suffix. We don't know what to do. Give a get. What's the downside? So Shmuel says, Mavaksha, we ask him. What kind of thing is that? We ask him. What if he says, no, I'm not interested? Then she's stuck. I mean, what does that mean, Mavaksha? So Ahaya, what's going on here?
She put herself in that position.
That's true. But she says, I'm married. He says, I need a mental doctor. It's not true. He's the one. I'm normal. So why should we believe him over her?
Because he's usually a proof.
Right. Oh, so what? We're ignoring Edom, right? We're ignoring it. The whole daf, we're ignoring Edom. The whole Amud Beis is all about Edom. You'll see, it's fun, fascinating daf. Ahaya, what's going on here? Elema Aresha, if it's talking about the first case, what's the first case? When a man said, I married you, and she said, no. Lav kofinika v'lo mavakshinika. What do you mean, kofin mavakshin? I'm married, right? It doesn't make any sense. Why does she need a get? She's mutter to all my relatives. She's mutter to everybody in the world. Only the man's the only one with the problem. So what does she need a get for? She doesn't need. Ela seifa. So must be talking about the second case, where she said we're married. Now she's stuck. She said she'd married, was stuck. So, Bishlam Mavakshin Lichayi. I understand why it says Mavakshin. Ela Kofin? I'm not. Why are we forcing him? Lo Nichalil the Atzer Bikrova. Are you forcing me to be usher to all her relatives? What kind of thing is that? Now that I'm going to give her a divorce, I can never marry her relatives. Because Midra Bonan was divorced. Midra Bonan was divorced. I gave her a get. So no one's going to let me marry her mother. Or her sisters. Those are the nice young ladies I would love to do. I'm stuck. So what are you forcing me? So Ella, Shmaitza Adadi Itmar. Here's how it works out. Amar Shmuel, Mivakshin Mimenu Liten Get. You ask him. Amar Rav, Im Nasan Get Meyatzmo. If he'll voluntarily give a get, Kofin Oso Liten Ksuva. Then we force him to give a Ksuva. I do a toiva. You asked me to give this crazy woman a get. I gave her a get. Now you make me pay the ksuva.
So you're making every reason that right. You shouldn't do it.
Right?
You're just giving the reason not to do it.
Because what is the ksuva has nothing to do with the get.
I mean, now one second. So Rashi says, if he gave her a get on his own free will, then what does that show? That he really was married to her. And some drunken night, he really got married to her. And then it's coming back to haunt him now. So, okay, I'll give you the get. Oh, if you're giving her a get, then now you really... If we come and beg you, do us a favor. Give a get to her. She's a crazy lady. She thinks she's married to you. Just give her... All right, I'll do a toiva the best, and I'll give a get. That's totally different than what's going on here. He's on his own free will. Rashi says, below Biksha, Kofi... If you don't, we didn't ask him, then we force him to be the ktuva, the goli daiti, the kacha. Obviously, the taka were married, right? The Arusa Yesh Laksuva. They never live together, and Arusa still gets a ksuva. All right, it's reduced. She still gets a ksuva. Itmar Nami, back in the Gemara. Amar of Achabar Ada, Amar Rav, Amrila, Amar of Achabar Ada, Amar Rav Humnuna, Amar Rav, Kofinu Mavakshin. Both. Tarti, both. Tanakama, Mavakshim and Elitan get. We ask him to give a get. Vim Nasan, Mayatzma, and if he gives it on his own free will, Kofinos Elitan ksuva. We force him to give a ksuva. Okay? Now comes the main sugya of this staff. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hamakadesh be'ed echad ein choshishin l'kedushin. If you get married with one aid, are you married? Is there a choshesh that you're married? No, not even choshesh. The Pesachua says, not even like if a guy borrows money in front of one aid, then you have to make a shvua, and we don't know what to do. None of that. You're not married. Right? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Because you need two aid. Right? One aid's not two aid. One aid's only one. I, indeed, in Mamanus, that Epis works. It's not in the Mamanus. Right? By my name, Rav Yehuda, Shnehem Odemai. What if they both agree? Right? What if they both agree? Who's both? The man and the woman both agree. They were dying to get married, but they can only find one aid. So they got the one aid. They both agree. What's the story there? Right? So Rashi says, Mahu. Ha, detanya ein choshishin. Is it because Mishum de lo mehemnin? Ha? Yeah, you don't believe him, so we need to aid him. Ha, vaha mehemnin. Here we both believe everybody. No one's lying. Everyone's on the same page. O dilma mishum de ein kedushin chalim below aid him. Or, is it? You need to aid him. Yalef davar davar mimamam. Ksiv ba'arayas ervas davar. Ksiv ba'mamam al pishnayim aidim yakum davar. Right? I was talking. So anyway, Maya, what's the story? I was talking to Seth yesterday. So he said, "What about in Dover Shev Era Pachas Mishnayim?" And I said, "The Gemara doesn't rate. No one talks about that. Well, what's the Hava mean? You can have one because everyone agrees to it. So in Velo Rafi Biyade, yes and no was wavering in his hand. He didn't know the answer. You have one aid, but everyone agrees. What's the story? They didn't know. Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Hamakadosh Beidechad Ein Choshen LeKedusha. It's nothing." Even if they both agree. One second. So in our Mishnah, what's going on here? A man says, I'm married. And she says, it's never happened. He's usher in her relatives. It's our Mishnah. And she's usher in his relatives. One second. If there are edim, am I muteres bekrovav? Why are they muter? Vidaleko edim, am I usher bekrovav? What's going on here? What's going on here? Now, is this such a elav? It must be be'ed echad, one eight echad, right? Now, didn't we start off the daf and I read that Rashi and Rashi said because shavya nafshe chaticha di surah, it has nothing to do with edim. Nothing to do with edim. Everyone, I said, where's edim? It's 2 years later. It's no edim. But a guy walks up to somebody and says that meat is not kosher. You can't eat that meat. I stamped with a hechsher from every rabbi in the world. Doesn't matter. You made it us to you. So what's there between that and a woman? So this whole question needs a hesber. This whole Gemara needs a hesber. You know? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Mayaskinon, no. Kigo Damala Kidashtir Bifne Ploni Uploni. No! There were aid in there. But the Hokul have Medina Sayam. But they're gone. If I had the aid in, I'd bring the aid in and then you couldn't deny it. But, I don't know where the aid in are, but I'm telling you what happened. And she says, never happened. You're full of baloney. So the halach is, he's asur to her, and then she's mutter to her relatives, and she's mutter to his relatives. But it's not a kasha on our 1-8 issue. Next, Eisvei. Hamagarish es ishto. Let's say a man divorces his wife, and for some strange reason, v'lona imo b'pundiki. Then they go on vacation together, after they're divorced. So when they stay tonight together in a hotel, right? They happen to both driving down to Florida for Pesach, they go to a hotel, they wind up at the same hotel. Let's share a room, we'll split the money. Right, we'll save my money. Right, so that's a funny thing that happens. So they spend the night together. So Beishamai Omrim ain't Shrikai Menu get. They do not need another get. Why would they need another get? Because maybe who knows? Maybe they got remarried. They spent the night together. Ubeishil Omrim Shrikai Menu get. Shani, they need another get. Why? Because when two people spend the night together, a man and a woman, nature takes its course, and they may be married again. They did it to save money on the room. They're two separate beds. What? Okay, so that's what's going on. So, one second. Hey, what's the case? Ika Edim. Now, the Edim were there watching them share a room together? Then my time at the Beishamai. How can the Beishamai say they don't need to get? Edeleka Edim. If there's no Edim, my time at the Beis Hillel. Right, what Beis Hillel says is what you're saying. It's just a fling. It's not a marriage. There's such a thing in the Torah, there's such a thing in the world as having a fling. Such a thing. It doesn't make you married. Why does it make you married? There's no edim. And what if there are edim? That's a whole separate story. Anyway, el alav beid echad. It must be there was one aid. It must be there was one aid, right? And Beit Hillel holds 1/8 good enough. This is what we hold. And Beis Shammai says, no, 1/8 nothing, so you don't need to get, because they're not married. But Beis Hillel says, 1/8 good enough, we hold it Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, no, ul tamech, 1 minute. According to this, ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Umodim, but even Beis Hillel would agree that minizgarshim min ha'erithin, if they only had erithin, and then they got divorced, and then they're both driving down to Florida, and they bump into each other in the same hotel, and they decide to share a room to save money. Everyone would agree that ein tzrichai menu get, sheni. Why? She'ein libo gaspo. Because they were never intimate yet. They only had erison. They were never intimate. So they're never intimate. Now they're going to be intimate. After they got engaged and he divorced her, now they're going to be intimate. That's a funny thing. So therefore, that's an unusual thing. Therefore, they don't need to get. He doesn't, even Mithil would agree. Aye, they shared a room together. Okay, so they shared a room together. Did it to save money. Nothing's going to happen. Because ein libo gaspo. They were never intimate. So they're not close. They're married for 15 years. And then they grew out of love. Okay, so maybe they hooked up together in the same room. You never know, then she could take its course. But not here. So Beis Hillel would agree. Now 1 minute. But if 1/8 is believed, what kind of all this lumdus, Mali Erison, Mali Nisuin? What all this psychology? No, none of the psychology matters. If 8 echad works, forget all the psychology. Well, they weren't intimate, they were engaged. Let me explain to you. Who needs all that? 1/8 good enough. So, Ella Hacha Mayaskina, no. Listen to this. Kigon de'ika Ede Yichud, but Veleka Ede Bia. They were only Edim that saw them go into a room together. Nobody was in the room with them. So no one knows what went on in that room. It could be they both went straight to sleep. Beishamai Savri, listen to this. Lo Amrinan, we don't say Hain Hain Ede Yichud, Hain Hain Ede Bia. We don't say they're the same Edim. So just because you had two Edim who watched them go into the room together, in the hotel room, that's not good enough. Therefore, there's no Edim, even if it's two, there's no Edim on the Kedushin. There's only Edim on Yichud. What's that? That's nothing. And therefore, there's no Edim on the Kedushin. There's only Edim on the Yichud. That we know. We saw them go into a room together. Yichud, yeah. What went on in there? We have no clue. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel hold. Amrinon, hein hein ede yichud, hein hein ede bia.
Even though they don't see it.
You never see it.
That's what I'm saying. That's
so Beis Shammai, so how does Beis Shammai ever allow people to get married? If the ede yichud are not ede bia, we have to watch, Aiden have to watch them, that's crazy. Right? So therefore, to say now they're going to be intimate, Beis Hillel doesn't want to say that.
Yeah, but it should be very clear, because this was a condition,
so that's what he says over here. The Rambam says, and all the Rishonim say, but if it's clear that you're going into Yichud for Bia, then it's not a Shaila. Even Beis Shammai would agree. So at a Chasana, after the Chasana, the Chasana and Kala go into a room together, even though they don't do anything in there. But that's Ede Yichud, and it's okay to lead to Bia, that's good enough. Otherwise, Beis Shammai's world would be a crazy world. The Beis Shammai's world, you'd have to watch them have Bia. No one holds like that. Because it's for the purpose of, now what about if it's an affair, Eishes Ish? Maybe Beis Shammai requires you actually see that. Then you get into all these other questions. How much of the Maisa do you have to see? Right? That's a question that we've never really had an answer for. I always bring that up because I don't have an answer for it. There's a Tosfos that says, we did it, the Tosfos earlier in the daf, like on daf Yud Bezish, Yud Gimel over there, that says that when it comes to Yibum, where there is no, there's nothing. He just takes her home. There's no marriage, there's no Kiddush, there's a wedding, that they didn't have to watch them have Bia. It's a very unusual Tosfos because we don't think that's what you need. We think what you need is, so what happens if a guy sees a married man and someone else's wife go into a hotel room together? It's a pretty unusual thing. You don't normally see such a thing, right? Right? Going down to Florida, they're each driving alone, and it's an unusual thing. So now you come to Beis Din, so I saw what's his name with Mrs. What's her name, and they went into a room together. Right? So is that enough to make them make her into an Eishes Ish that was Mizana? He could say, well, we didn't do anything in there. You don't have Eidus, we did anything in there. And she's a sota maybe, if all these questions.
Is the husband accusing her?
What?
Not
accusing. The Edom are coming to this. They have a duty as good Jews to come and say the best. Look what we saw. We saw a terrible tragedy. A man and a woman, married man with a married woman, went not married to each other, were hanging out together in some hotel room.
But that's not a
what is it?
It's,
Because there was no warnings. There was no warnings. Right. What is that? Is that enough to say she can't stay? I don't know. The point is, this has nothing to do, that's all interesting questions. This has nothing to do with our issue about one aid. That's the point here. Umodim, where am I? Yeah. Umodim, third line. Umodim, vadai niskarsha mina erisin. The law reading hand a yichin hand a debia lefiche eli bagaspa. But he would agree that if they never had marriage, then for sure there's nothing to talk about. But Hillel would agree because they're not intimate. Amar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta mishmei derav hamakadosh be'ed echad ein choshen lekedushin. If you get married with one aid, you don't have to. You're not even choshish. Vafilu shnei emodim, even if they both agree. Amar Rabba bar Barhuna hamakadosh be'ed echad. If you get married with one aid, Beidina Rabba, the great Bezdin, Amri, Ein Choshen Lekedushin. My Beidina Rabba, what's that great Bezdin? Rav, it was Rav. It could be others say the other way around. Amar Rav Bar, Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav, Hamakadish Be'ed Echad, Beidina Rabba, Amri, Ein Choshen Lekedushin. The great Bezdin said, you're not Choshesh. Beidina Rabba, who is that? Man Beidina Rabba, who is that? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. Because Rav was the one who said it. Rav would never say it. My great Bezdin, my awesome Bezdin. So who was it? It was Rebbe. The point is, everyone seems to say this. Everyone seems to say that if you're Mekadesh with aid, Echad, you're not even Choshesh. Even if everyone agrees, the husband and wife both agree. It doesn't work. Masiv Ravach Vadai Bar Ami, Shnaim Shabo Mi Medina Siyam. Listen to this. Two people come to Medina Siyam, the Isha Imahim, with a woman. Three people walk into Beis Din. Two men and a woman. The Chavil Imahim, and a bag of money. It's like a joke, right? Three men walk into Beis Din, two men walk into Beis Din, two men and a woman walk into Beis Din with a bag of money. Ze Omar, Ze Ishti. One says, Reuven says, that's my wife. Ze Avdi, and that guy there is my Eved. Ze Chavilas, that's my money. Ze Omar, Shimon says, Ze Ishti, she's my wife. Ze Avdi, she's my money. This guy's my Eved. Ze Chavilasi, and that's my money. Isha Omeris, the woman says, they're both my avodim. The chavila shali, and it's my money, right? So says the Gemara. Tzricha get shnei gitin. She needs two gitin, right? She needs to get from each of them. The gove ksuvasa min chavila, and she gets her ksuva from that money.
But if they're
avodim, yeah.
Who is she getting to get
from? They say they're not avodim. Oh, so someone asks your question. Who was it? That the Rajba, I think, asks your question. The Ramban, I'm sorry. Because the Gemara doesn't say that she has to write them, get shichuras. So that, we don't believe that. That part we ignore. She said, they're my avodim. So we don't make her, when she has to write, they say they're free. They say they're married to her. So we make them write gets, so we make her write them, give them get shichuras, in case it's true. So we don't even garish that. Why don't we? I don't know. So the question is, by the way, how many ksuvas does she get? It's a machlokes rishonim. Some say one and some say two.
Can't be married to both.
Well, it can't be married to both. But since each one said it's the same big, it's a whole discussion. Okay.
And each one is saying that the chavila belongs to them.
Correct. So the ksuva is from the chavila.
You're taking the best of everybody.
What?
You're taking the best of everybody, basically.
Right, except the issue when she says
why?
That they may have them. Because we don't make them write get shechwars. We don't make her write get shechwars.
She's getting the best of it because she's getting the package.
Right. The question is, does she get two ksuvas?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
It's a machlokas mishonim. So, hey, chidam, what's going on here? Id islahu sadi lahai, v'islahu sadi lahai. If each one has edim, mi mati amra elu shnei avodai v'chavila shalit. Do we even believe her that? That kid doesn't make any sense. Right? Right? So the Ramban says, because if we believed her, then we'd make her write get shechwars. Right? Elalav, Beit Echad. Must have been, there was one aid over here. Fetispera, Eid Echad, Bahachash, Mimahemim. Well, he has one aid that they married, and Reuven has one aid that they married, and Shimon has one aid that they married. Okay, that's nothing. One aid, two aid, one aid contradicting another aid? We all know Hilchas Aidus, that doesn't get off the ground.
Does she have an aid also that they're avodim?
What? No, apparently not, because that we don't even gyre is that. Not even gyre is that. She says, oh, they're my avodim. Otherwise, Misafik, she'd have to write them get shichuras. And we don't even require that. Because they say they're free. So if we're making them, if we're making...
She's walking in here with an aid and saying, these are my avodim. Just like they're walking in with
correct.
An aid. So there's no reason why she should believe one side as over
the other.
So therefore, she has no responsibility to free them. If we're accepting her words in some way, then she doesn't have...
Okay, so the truth is you're right, and the Rajah believes this Mitzarach here.
Why?
The Rajah says, I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer to this question. He's right.
No, it's not, because we don't believe the woman.
Why not?
Why not?
What does that do?
It doesn't
no.
say that. It doesn't say that that's the woman.
What?
An evidence can be married.
No, not an evidence, cannot. They're not even Jews. So, if we're making them write her gets, maybe they're Jews, good upstanding Jews, then she should have to write them get shichurs to free them. Why not? Says the Rajah, I don't know. So, the Rajah doesn't know, I'm not going
to
figure it out. The Rajah is over here. The Ramban said his answer. The Rajah says, what kind of answer is that? In the Elizabeth Tarachian.
Well, wait. You know what? They have a Canaan, and where'd they come from?
I'm a Dina Sayam.
No. She might have raised this role.
It's obvious that the Abadim are saying they were not Abadim.
Correct.
So if they're saying they're not Abadim, she does have to write a
regular, upstanding Jew would say he's an
Abadim. What do you mean? She's total strangers walking off the street. We don't know who they are. It could be a scam.
And how do you
know? Exactly.
I think you're wrong, because we learned earlier that So
the Rajah didn't think of that.
No,
he didn't think of that.
But wait, no, she said they came from.
Where they come from? Yeah, they came from Medina Sayam. They came from somewhere else. Okay, I hear it. It could be an interesting.
But they get released anyway.
That could be an interesting answer. So the whole thing she says is baloney. It could be an interesting answer. Anyway, El Alav Be'edach. Oh, I don't want to say that already. Where am I? V'tispera eidachad b'achashim mehemnin. We don't believe any edim. El l'mishri la'alma l'kol yamal pligi d'shari. No, to say that she's free, that's not an issue. V'hacha hacha kamar tzricha shnei gittin k'de l'gabos k'suvasim ben achavila. The whole reason you need the gittin is so she can get the money. To free, that's for sure not. For Meir he the Amar metaltalin mishtab de l'ksuva. That metaltalin you can get a ksuva from metaltalin. So there's a bag of money right here. It's an available bag. Everyone's arguing it's theirs. Give it again, then you have to pay the ksuva. One of you says you're married to her. Correct. And not only that, the Rishonim say she can't go to the bank account and get more. It's only from the bag. That's a complicated thing. You can spend like a month on this daf.
Yeah.
By the way, what if a woman walks into Bet Shul and says, hi, I'm Jewish. No one ever saw her before. So we had a mission. A man walks into the shul. Hi, I'm a Jew. Where'd you come from? Over there. We have gemaras like that. What do you do in such a case? So these are all these cases. My havila, what's the bottom line over here? Rav Kahana Amar, ain't choshen l'kedushin. Rav Papa Amar, choshen l'kedushin. All of a sudden, Rav Papa now comes up. Oh, it's a suffix. Amar le'Rav Ashi, le'Rav Kahana, my daitach, what kind of, what's your svara? The yalafta davar mi mamon? Because you'll make a zero shava. E malahal adas baldin kamei edim dami. Afkan adas baldin kamei edim dami. Is that your answer? So if everyone agrees we're married? Amale? No. Hasam loka chayev lachwini. Hachaka machayev lachwini. By money, no one else is affected. Over here, other people are affected. Right. Who's affected? Rashi says, Eino chayev lacherim bahad aso. If I admit I owe you money, what does it affect someone else?
Right?
She'ain nifsad elohu. Only that guy loses out. What about over here? What does Rashi mean by that? Not sure. No one's 100% sure what he means by that. Some say it means all the relatives are all the relatives are us or to each other, right? Others say it means, or Rashi means to say, is that people could die if she's now mezana with somebody. She'll be put to death. What's that? So a guy lost $100. Doesn't affect his life. I mean, it affects his life in terms of $100. No other consequences. So that's what the machlokas that Rashi means. Okay. Now, Marzutra, Rav Ada Saba, Bar Bnei, Derav Mori, Bar Isser, Palag Nichsayu Bahadi Adadi. They divided up their land, their possessions, among each other. Asalukame Deravashi, Amrule, Al Bishnayim Edom Amarachmana. Torah says you have to have two Edom. So, di boy le mahader lo matzi hadari behu, vanan lo hadari. If we want to retract, can we retract? We don't have edim, can we retract? The whole thing is bottle. O dilma lo makai me milsa el besadi. Or maybe the whole thing never even got off the ground because we never had edim. So, amale lo ibrasadi el lashakri. No, the only reason edim were created was to prevent liars. So, therefore, if you all agree, it's not an issue. And Tosfos says on top, this, based on this, whenever you have a kinyan, you don't need Edom. When we sell our chametz to the rabbi, there's no Edom. Why? Because we're all on the same page. Right? We're all on the same page, so you don't need Edom for a kinyan. If you all agree, the only reason we have Edom is because people lie. If I lend you money, and I don't want, and I'm afraid you're going to lie, I'll make sure there's Edom. If I'm not sure you're going to lie, I don't need Edom. It's happened by we spent the whole daf saying that one aid is not good, even if they both agree that they're married. What's the difference between?
You need aid, then one aid is not good enough.
No. That's an interesting point.
You just said that by
right.
Comments, you don't need aid.
Right.
Where you do need aid, and there is a requirement for two aid.
Then one aid is not good enough. But what about the idea that everyone agrees by kedusha? We both all agree we're married.
Yeah, because later on it might become an issue. So you might.
Well, then that's the saying about the sheker issue.
Right.
They're saying a sheker issue. What if there's no sheker issue? Then you don't need Edom. So Reb Chaim establishes a fundamental thing. The reason why you need Edom by Gittin and Kedushin and all these things has nothing to do with lying. It's a Torah required. That's how it's done. It's done with Edom. When you have Chalitza and there's 100,000 people watching the Chalitza, you have to have Edom. A Bezdin. Why? That's the way it's done. It's just because. Part of the process. It's part of the kiyum. How do you get married? You give a ring with Edom. Not give a ring and we all agree I gave a ring and it's on video. And you give a ring with Edom. How do you lend money? It depends. If you trust the guy, lend him the money. If not, go get Edom. That's not part of this, part of the process. It's a fundamental difference between marriage and divorce and all those things and money. Tinyanim. Kinyanim, that's what the Gemara said. The only reason why we created Edom was for liars. That's only by money. When it comes to Kedushin and Gittin, it's nothing to do with liars. It's a fundamental requirement of a marriage. You can't get married. It's part of the Kiyum process. How do you marry a woman? Two requirements. Kesef Shtar and Bia and Edom. It's two unrelated requirements. Right? Okay. Amar Abaya, we can start this. Amar lo eidecha rachalta chelev. One aid says, I saw you eat chelev. Now, this is the third area of life, of eras. The third area. We did money. Money, we did it. Money, you don't need aidim. Kedusha, you need two aidim no matter what. What about eras? Amar Abaya, amar lo eidecha rachalta chelev. You ate chelev, you know? Whether you did it on purpose or not is irrelevant. V'ala shosek. Guy doesn't say back anything. No, I didn't. It's really? He doesn't know what to say. If you say so, right? Neman, one aid believed. Fatani tuna, we learned that. Amalo eid echad achalta chelev. One aid says, you ate chelev. Vahu amar lo achalti. He says, no, I didn't. Potter, you're potter. Right? Taima de amar lo. Because he said, no, I didn't. Hashasik, ishtik, but if he was quiet, mehemnin, the one aid would be believed. Amar Abaya, another case. Amar lo eidecha nit mutar rascha. Your things became tamei. Whatever your stuff became tamei. For halo shosek. And he says, no, it's not true. He says, he's quiet. I don't know what to say. Guy tells me, Neman, he's believed. V'tani tuna. And we learned the brisa. Eidecha amar nitmu. Your stuff got tamei. One eid says your stuff got tamei. For halo omer lo nitmu. No, it's not true. Potter. He's potter. Why? Time of Amar lo. It's because he said no. Ha'ishtik, what if he would have said, what if he would have been quiet? Then the implication is, Mehamnon, he would have been believed. All right, well, we're not finished with this sugya. All right, we're not finished with this sugya. Let's see if we have time tomorrow. We'll talk about why this is the case. Why this is the case that, you know, so we'll do that tomorrow. All right, everybody have a very good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow. All right.